Hi, everybody. Welcome to this second Magnifying Peace meditation. I'm so glad you can join me. You know, peace is something that I've seen a lot of times people try to lay over top of things that are uncomfortable or messy. And as though peace will cover up all the unwanted stuff. What that is really a cheap imitation of peace. Authentic peace, real peace, arises when we have the courage to be honest and have the courage to have difficult conversations and to be truthful with ourselves and with other people. Peace comes from having the courage to look at ourselves with humility, honesty, and compassion, to see where we're out of alignment and to really feel our deeper feelings. So this week's meditation is going to be focused on courage so that we are creating and sharing authentic peace with the world, and not some lesser version. As always, if thoughts or emotions come up during the meditation, then just let them come up. Notice them. And as you notice the thoughts, the feelings, whatever is there, let your attention go back to the meditation, to the sound of my voice. So you're allowing those things and you're also focusing on the meditation itself. If you're experienced with this kind of work and you want to really let the emotions come up, you're welcome to do that. As I mentioned before, you can turn down the volume of any thoughts or emotions if that's not what serves you in the moment. So do what's best for you. Now I invite you to get comfortable, close your eyes if you would like, or let your gaze soften. Settle back into the chair you're sitting in or the bed you're lying on. If you'd like, you can put one hand on top of the other in the center of your chest, or sit with your, or lie down, with your arms outstretched and relaxed and your palms up. Whatever feels best for you. Now know that in this meditation, if you don't see or feel something that I talk about, you can simply pretend that you do and imagine what that would be like. That's perfectly fine. Imagine or pretend that the awareness, your awareness, is dropping deeper and deeper into your body as you relax more and more. Imagine that you can feel the inside of your toes. The inside of your stomach. That your awareness can go deeper and deeper. Now let your attention concentrate on your eyes. Your beautiful eyes. What do you notice? Notice or imagine that you notice a gentle light inside your eyes. This light is courage. It's the courage to see with clarity and compassion, to see what's beautiful and magnificent in yourself, in others, in nature, and in life just as it is. This is the courage to see what's out of alignment with this magnificence that you are. The courage to see where changes are being called for. Notice as you focus on it that the light builds and your courage increases. Notice or imagine that it's gently and lovingly melting away anything that clouds your vision so that you can see with greater clarity and greater compassion, whether you're looking internally or externally. Feel your gratitude for your eyes and your courage to truly see. Now focus your attention on your ears. What do you notice here? Notice or imagine a light inside each of your ears. This light is courage. This is the courage to hear the cries of those who are hurting, to hear your own inner cries and pain, to hear your own wisdom and intuition, even when it goes against what others think. This is the courage to hear the wisdom and experiences of others and to really take it in. Notice that as you focus on it, this light builds and your courage increases. This light, this courage is gently and lovingly melting away anything that interferes with your ability to hear. Allowing you to hear with greater clarity and greater compassion. Whether you're listening to your own inner thoughts or to someone else. Feel your gratitude for your ears and your courage to truly hear. To hear and receive. Now let your attention move to your heart. Your wonderful, powerful, loving heart. What do you notice here? Notice or imagine a light inside your heart. This light is the courage to feel, the courage to love, the courage to let your heart break and break open. The courage to connect with yourself and with others. Feel how courageous your heart is. And how much peace there is in accepting its courage. And accepting its ability to feel, to connect, to be compassionate. Notice how, as you focus on this light, it grows. It grows stronger, brighter, and clearer. Notice that the capacity your heart has to feel, to love, to connect is growing. Growing in the way and to the extent that's just right for you. Notice that as it grows, your inner strength, inner fortitude, and inner clarity are growing too. Feel your gratitude for your courageous heart and for your ability to love, to feel, and to care. Now put your attention on your throat. Feel the connection that exists between your heart and your throat. Between your eyes, ears, heart, and throat. What do you notice here? Notice the light of courage that's here in your throat too, and how it grows as you focus on it, getting stronger and brighter. This is the courage to speak truth, to speak with love and compassion, with strength and clarity. It's the courage to speak with honesty and integrity, with gentleness and kindness, with compassion and clarity. Feel your increasing courage to speak and to clear the way for peace. Feel your gratitude for your voice, knowing that it is your right, your power, and your commitment in supporting peace. Focus your attention on your hands and feet and on your body as a whole. See your whole body glowing with the light that is courage. This is the courage to take action, to take the action inspired by your heart, by what you've seen and heard from inside and outside you. The courage to take actions that are aligned with peace and compassion, from the wholeness of all that you are, for the whole of your community, country, and the world. This is the courage to change and adapt. The courage to hold fast, to be steady and strong. Feel your courage growing, pulsating through your body and radiating off your skin. Feel or imagine that it's filling your cells and is an integral part of you, accessible to you every time you want it. Feel peace and courage radiating through you and from you, spreading out, going beyond your body. Notice that as it spreads out, it doesn't get thinner or weaker at all. It's just as bright, strong, and powerful at the edges as at the center. Notice that it's connecting with the energy and the courage of the others on the call and those who listen to the recording, whose hearts are also calling for this genuine peace. Imagine or feel that it's covering the earth, available to everyone in need of it. Now take a deep breath and gently come fully back into your body. This body that is still filled with courage and love and peace. Relax, knowing that you take this with you into whatever is next for you. Whether it's moving forward with your day or falling gently asleep. Take some more deep breaths, wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your body in whatever way feels good to you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Feel yourself fully in your body, completely ready for what's next for you. As always, I encourage you to drink plenty of water, as that helps move the energy. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for doing this work to bring more and more peace into our world in a very authentic way. Much love, and I look forward to connecting with you next week.